I'm Victoria Edwards, and I'm here live at the Salvation Army on Boosie Street in Bartlesville. There's a crowd here on Wednesday, November 23rd for an early Thanksgiving meal that's being served to residents in Bartlesville by the Salvation Army. Captain Ian Carr issued an open invitation earlier this week for anyone who was hungry to come out to the luncheon. Cooks prepped about 300 meals, and right now, around 12:30 in the afternoon, there's about 125 people here. They expect to serve the whole 300 meals before the luncheon ends at 2 p.m. Looking at the crowd, it seems to be a good mix of people. I see kids playing around. I see older people. And I see families.
Mm-hmm.
Is that normal for this, or does it tend to be other types of individuals?
It is normal. I think one of the most concerning things about the state of people in need right now is how many of them are kids. So it's really common for us to get families with kids. I'm sure if you spoke to the Lighthouse, they could express this as well, but the growing population of homeless children is really big. And this isn't all homeless people. Some of them are here on their lunch break, and that's great. So it's just sort of for anybody. But the variance is pretty normal, and it's what we're going for. Whoever needs food, come eat.
Volunteers were as plentiful as the food this year. Captain Carr said he was a bit overwhelmed by the response that he had from issuing his request for volunteers on Bartlesville Radio, but he was so glad to see some of his regulars show up as well. There were some from outside of Bartlesville, a couple from Oklahoma City, and someone from Missouri. We talked with some of the volunteers on why they donated their time to this event.
We're here with Craig. He is from St. Louis, down in Bartlesville to visit his family for Thanksgiving. Craig, why did you volunteer to do this meal when you're out of town and you could be taking a vacation?
To me, Thanksgiving is to help people in need. I'm fortunate enough to be in a position where I can help people, and I get a blessing reward to serving people, and that's why I'm doing what I'm doing.
I'm Grace Farmer, and the reason I volunteer is I have a history with the Salvation Army. My dad was on the advisory board, lifetime member, and just near and dear to my heart, and I just love the mission that they support.
I'm Julia May, RMS Kiwanis. I'm kind of representing two different clubs here today, but Kiwanis, we serve the children of the world, and we pair with Salvation Army, and it's a cause that we really wholeheartedly support, so we try to volunteer every year for this. We love it.
I'm Rachel Molinari, and I'm volunteering today because I was invited by some friends, and I thought it would be a really nice idea to come and help out and do something good during the holidays. It's a blessing to me to get to serve the Lord by helping others in the community, and I hope that I can be a witness to the people here today by helping them.
Events like this and other activities sponsored by the Salvation Army are directly due to the donations through the Red Kettle Drive that occurs every Christmas. Volunteers are needed to ring the bell for the Red Kettle Drive. Captain Ian Carr says that there's about 800 hours of slots to fill locally, and it's a lot of fun. In fact, he'll even create a challenge drive if you have a group that wants to do the kettles.
You're part of a group, part of a civic club, part of FFA, NHS. You know, you want to compete in an athletic club? Tell me, and I'll set up a competition between you and other people, and we'll give you a little prize.
You can sign up for hours at www.registertoring.com. This has been Victoria Edwards at the Thanksgiving meal on November 23rd at Salvation Army.